I'm Mary Novick, and I wanted to talk a bit about how my novel Conceit began, what inspired me to write it. It all started with a quickening in my mother's womb and my birth in the Jubilee Hospital in Victoria, arguably the most English city in Canada. Recently, I took the ferry over to Victoria to read from Conceit, and I made a pilgrimage to my grandparents' house. I was very fond of my grandparents. They had a big influence on me. And I remember my grandfather reading classic children's books to me at night before bedtime. They'd come from Kings Norton, a small town near Birmingham in England, and they remained as English as you could get without actually living there. When I went back to Victoria, I was amazed that the house was still there, and even my grandfather's loganberry bushes were still in the backyard, even though they were all covered with weeds. Victoria was a paradise for me, but when I was 10, I was uprooted and transplanted to the mainland. And eventually, I got to the University of British Columbia, and it was there that I fell in love with John Donne's poetry. I really defy any woman not to fall in love with that guy, with his witty sensuality, and he was just a wonderful writer. And I ended up teaching English. It was many years later that I turned my hand to writing novels. I got the idea for Conceit when I was in one of those musty old second-hand bookshops in Cambridge, and I was looking for something to read. I spotted a book of Donne's poems. It fell open, right in my hands at a very well-thumbed page, at one of his most erotic elegies. So I figured that a bunch of the Cambridge undergraduates had got there before me, and I was really surprised at the poem's lewdness. It certainly wasn't in the school anthologies that I'd seen. I came from a large family, and I had a difficult relationship with my own father, so I wondered what John Donne's children thought of him, and especially his daughters. What would they have thought when they found these poems, and find them they would? I knew that I wanted to write a novel about this family, but I hadn't a clue where I could start. A few days later, I was in London. I was visiting the Museum of London, and I found a model of the city at the time of the Great Fire of 1666, and it was kind of a grubby, very dark, dirty model with there was no embankment, and it was just muddy flats down by the Thames River, and you could push the buttons so that there was day one of the fire, that part of the city lit up, day two, right up to day five, and this was totally cool, and I just kept pushing these buttons until finally a little kid came up behind me and told me it was his turn, and I had to get out of the way. And then I went into St. Paul's Cathedral to look for John Donne's marble effigy, and I saw this smug Mona Lisa grin that it has and this funny mustache. And it was a testament to a very healthy ego. He had become a very eccentric old man. But I discovered also something that I didn't know, and that was that this monument was the only one that had survived the Great Fire of 1666. So there seemed to be some synchronicity at work here. And later that night, I had a dream in which I saw his daughter, Peg, rescuing, or maybe she was stealing this effigy, in the midst of a raging Holocaust, out of some what motive? But this gave me my opening scene. But why would Peg do such a thing? Was it some sort of twisted, obsessive daughter love? And that, all of a sudden, I realized that was the question that my novel had to answer. So I backtracked from there, and eventually, through a long organic process, I came up with the story that became Conceit. And there's a lot more to it than that. Of course, there's other characters in the book. There's some characters from life, like Samuel Pepys and Isaac Walton. But the novel is mainly about this extraordinary love that John Donne and Anne Moore had, and the impact of that love on their daughter, Peg. the poems that John Donne wrote at the time are very much part of the story and of Peg's discovery of what was really going on in her parents' relationship and her own quest for passion, a passion to equal theirs. So that's what my novel was about. That's how it began. Thank you.